Let's begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, if you're not standing, would you stand tonight? Give God great praise in this house and begin to worship Him.
Song of ages to the land.
song of ages to the land. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries,
holy,
you are lifted high,
holy.
Given, oh, if you've been redeemed, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Oh, if you walk in freedom, if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb.
We'll sing.
We'll sing the song forever.
Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest.
let's just entertain his presence right now. Come on, call out your circumstance. Speak to your circumstance the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, his name is still above everything. His name stands above it all. Come on, all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name. We're going to pray in a few seconds here. I was not late to church because I was at home doing things. I was on the property speaking with our engineer at about 6:45 tonight. City of Caldwell is being a bureaucrat, being a city, being whatever. We've got some issues with our engineer, time frames. But then we sing this song tonight. That his name is still above all powers, all dominions, all positions. Come on, right now, let the church. We're not asking God to do anything. We're giving him praise for who he is. We're not asking God to intervene on anything. We're just giving him praise for who he is. Come on, hear your people sing, holy. In the face of all this adversity, we're still singing holy. In the face of all the trouble, we're still singing holy. Your name's above it all, Jesus. Oh, come on, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. Come on, sing it with meaning tonight.
Oh, your name.
Tell them that right now.
Your people sing holy to the King of Kings. people sing.
Come on, that's us, church.
Holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever.
Oh, let's lift our hands all over this house tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Keep playing back your singing. Come on, entertain his presence right now. Come on, entertain his presence right now. Oh, mighty God, mighty King, mighty Savior. God, I glorify you, Jesus. Come on, I glorify you, Jesus. God, I glorify you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. God, we praise your name today. Praise God. Amen. Return to your seats. Please remain standing if you would. Musicians. Praise singers can be dismissed. We'll take up the offering here in just a little bit. But I feel like this is a perfect segue to what I feel like the Lord laid on my heart this afternoon. Can you put the words, hear your people sing? You put that back up there. Hear your people sing holy. Someone's saying something. Someone's singing something. For him to hear me, I've got to be saying something. Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. If there's ever a time to redeem the time, it's now, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves. And psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord. Speaking to yourself, that means talk to yourself. Utter some words. Preach, speak, tell. What do I do in my circumstance? I sing holy, holy, holy. What do I do in my trial? I sing holy, 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 forever. What do I do when I'm down? I speak to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I make a melody in my heart unto the Lord. I encourage myself in the Lord. I really feel like tonight was a perfect segue into what I feel. I have a message that I thought I was going to preach tonight about the language of Pentecost and breaking down all the speaking in tongues and the gifts of tongues and all of that. But really, the language of Pentecost and the language of revival is how we talk to ourselves. We have all of the other down. We need that. But let's not let speaking in tongues once or twice a week have less impact than what we tell ourselves on a daily basis. I can speak in tongues and cry and weep and moan on Sunday, but if I'm telling myself I can't make it on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, I want him to hear me cry holy. I want him to hear me praise. I want him to hear me worship. Oh, let's lift our hands all over the house tonight. Come on, I want the language of revival, and that is what we say to ourselves. What we say matters. What he hears matters. Come on, let's do it right now. Come on, let's lift him up. God, I don't want evil communication. I want good. I want edifying. I want to lift you up. I want to build you up, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to God. Oh, what we say matters. God hears every word. He hears every idle word. He knows what we think. He knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. I want him to always hear me say, holy, holy, holy. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated in 1 Samuel 30 and 6. David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his own, for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. David fastened upon. David became strong. David strengthened himself in the Lord. He fortified some things. He restrained from giving in to his present circumstance. What we say and what we think matters. Psalm 42, he asked the question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. So Psalm 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I can put a smile on my face when I'm going through a trial. Because I'm not talking to myself about my situation. I'm not talking to myself about the bad situation I'm in. I'm thinking about God, and he's the health of my countenance. Hey, someone needs to put a smile on their face tonight and say, holy. My countenance is the way I look. I could tell with some folks when they came to church, they weren't going to get anything out of it, because they came with a countenance and a made-up mind. You're just lucky I'm here. That's not the way to approach things. What we say matters. Who we say it to matters. Who are we talking to tonight? Who are we going to go tell of our troubles? Hey, I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to tell him all about my troubles. I'm not going to anybody else. I'm not going to anybody else in the church and pull them down too. I'm going to let them see me smile. I'm going to let them see me worship. I'm going to let them see me overcome, because I've got to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Psalm 43 and 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou, Pastor, you've already read this. No, it's in there multiple times. He's reminding us, why would you let yourself get down? Why are you down and out? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquity and healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth the mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, let your soul cry out. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all all he's done for me, my soul cries out. My soul cries out. Hallelujah, my God. When I recall to mind, when I think of the goodness, when I recall to mind that I'm not consumed, therefore have I hope. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. You know why folks get mad and want everybody else to know they're upset? Pride. I shouldn't be going through what I'm going through. That's pride. Persecution and offenses must come. I don't like going through what I'm going through. But to think that I'm exempt from it is pride. It's arrogance. I remember where God brought me from. Therefore, I'm humbled. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, have I hope. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. I want my soul to say, you're my portion. You're my provider. You're my deliverance. You're my healer. You're my strength. When I'm weak, you're my strength. And in my weakness, am I made strong. I want my soul to say it. Well, Pastor, I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm just going to say it to myself. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Bible said that Sarah laughed within herself. The Lord said, why'd you laugh? I didn't laugh. Yes, you did. I heard it. He hears the mumbles. He hears the doubt in our minds in church. He knows the thoughts and the very intents of our heart. Well, Pastor, if you were going through what I was going through, if you was going through what I was going through, maybe we could trade. We all got things we're going through. But I remember where he brought me from. I still remember where he found me. I don't ever want to forget an 8-year-old boy in math class. God filled him with the Holy Ghost when nobody in his family was in church. I want to remember where God found me and what God brought me out of. I shouldn't be where I am tonight. And so I got humbleness in my spirit. And I lift up my hands and cry, holy, holy, holy. Hey, if you've been redeemed, if you've been forgiven, there ought to be a holy in your mouth. There ought to be a praise. Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not. He said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Matthew 12:36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. The woman with the issue of blood, no hope. Tried everything, spent all she had, but grew the worse. But the Bible said when she heard Jesus was in town, she said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Nobody told her that. Nobody gave her those instructions. All she knew is, I've tried everything else, but I'm going to convince myself tonight, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And when she made her way through that crowd and touched Jesus, the miracle literally left his body and healed her. Don't tell me what you say doesn't matter. It either justifies you or it will condemn you. My God, I want to tell you tonight, you're holy. I know we're going through trouble, but you're holy. I know we're going through heartache, but you're holy. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust? I will say, what do you got to say about yourself? I got nothing to say about myself. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my help. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. I don't care what the politician says. I don't care what the judge says. I don't care what the attorney says. I trust in God. I trust him. Oh, they can all lie to me, but Jesus will never lie to me. I'm almost done. Matthew 8, Jesus entered into Capernaum. Came unto him a centurion, beseeching him. That in itself, that scripture right there in itself is a miracle. A Roman centurion begging Jesus for anything was a miracle in itself. He'd already done more than some of his own followers had done. Right there. And said, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Thou shouldst come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. When Jesus heard this, what we say matters. What we say makes a difference. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Ah, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. That centurion said, I know what it is to have authority. I know what it is to speak a word. What I'm telling you tonight, Jesus, is speak a word and it'll happen. Speak a word and everything turns. You don't have to come, my God. You don't have to come to my house. Just speak a word. Let's stand to our feet tonight. I want faith that makes God marvel. I want faith. I don't understand. I don't understand that scripture, Brother O'Connor. He knows all things. He knows the thoughts and the intents of the heart. But even that made him marvel. Nothing takes God by surprise. That did. I don't know if he backed up. I don't know if he said, finally, somebody had enough faith to just say the right thing. There was a Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus. He didn't want, he was tired, he was weary, he was in the flesh, he was hit himself, didn't want anybody to come bug him, mess with him. She said, my daughter's vexed. He said, I'm not here for the dogs. People would have said, he called me a dog. He didn't give me the time of day. What she said was, yea, Lord, I'll be a dog. Because even the dogs in the master's house get something. Even the dogs in the master's house. Can I just remind us tonight what worship really is? Worship is not us lifting our hands and saying, look at us, God. Worship, literally, if you look up the definition of the word worship in the Bible, it's laying prostrate before the Lord, licking the hand of the master as a dog would lick the hand of his master. That's worship. So if God wants to call me a dog, but I get to be in his presence, if God wants to call me a dog and I get to have it put his hand on my head and bless me, yea, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table. And the Bible says, because of this saying, because of how you responded, because of what you just said, that daughter shall be made whole. How many came tonight for a miracle? How many came tonight for encouragement? How many came tonight for deliverance? How many came tonight to say, God, holy, hear your people. Hear your people. For this saying, go thy way. The devil's gone out of your daughter. Can I tell you tonight? If you could just have the language of revival. If you could just. Change the way we talk tonight. Change the way we think tonight. Come on, I don't have to hear it. Nobody around you has to hear it. Just tell Jesus. Whatever you're struggling with, talk to Jesus about it. Whatever's got you down and out, talk to Jesus about it. Whatever you're afraid of, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. God, I know I'm unworthy. God, I know I don't have it within me. But I know who I serve. I know who's holy. God, you're holy in spite of my troubles. God, you're holy in spite of my circumstance. God, you're holy in spite of my loneliness. God, you're holy in spite of my weariness. God, you're holy in spite of my depression, my anxiety. Come on, he'll hear your faintest cry. He'll answer you by and by. Come on, let those prayer wheels turn tonight. we may say all the right things to Jesus when we're praying. But don't forget he's listening to every conversation that we have. Who we're talking to. If we're venting, complaining, or praising. Understand this, that not everybody can handle what you're telling them. If you're talking to a new convert and you're just unloading life on them, they can't handle that. Are you seeking counsel, or are you just finding an ear that would hear your complaint? That's not giving glory and praise to God. If you're going through a trial and you need counseling, you can find counseling. If you're hungry for how do I get through this and how do I get around this and what do I do, then you can find that through the right avenues. And even in that, he gets glory. But I want him to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, no matter who I'm talking to. That they see Jesus in what I'm saying. Now, Sarah laughed within herself. She denied it, but he said, I heard it. Abraham fell on the ground laughing, the Bible says. But when it's recorded later, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Because if we can change our speech, he'll change our story. Sarah found strength within herself to conceive. That's a completely different person than the one that was laughing. Because if we can change how we talk and what we say, he will change our story. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. If you found solace and satisfaction in telling your tales to people, and you're not over it yet, you've found the wrong place, the wrong avenue. But if you've taken it to Jesus, as the song says, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend that watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. They can't fix it, but he can. They can't get you out of it, but he can. Hear your people sing holy. Can we lift our hands right now? God, change my speech. God, give me the language of revival. Give me the language of revival. Come on, revival is what was dead is alive now. Revival is my hope was dead, but now it's alive. My future was dead, but now it's alive. That's what revival is. The language of revival is what we say to ourselves. Come on, if you don't like what you're hearing tonight, it's time to change your language. It's time to change the approach. It's time to change who you're talking to. We glorify your name. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Met tonight with our engineer on the property and our plumber. Talk about backwards. Typically, when you build a building, all of your infrastructure is in. Your water, your sewer, your power, your gas, your phone lines. We've built a building with nothing in. And I found out tonight, much to my amazement, that our civil plans that were supposed to be done in June aren't even submitted yet. So I cry, holy, holy, holy. We may not even be able to get asphalt if we don't get it before November, because they closed the plants down and we won't be open until March. That's not the language I wanted to hear tonight. But you know what? My God's a miracle worker. My God is able. And if we're not in, he's still holy. If we never get in, he's still holy. If we sell the whole thing and start over, he's still holy. That's what I'm preaching tonight. You got to be able to speak to your mountain and say, be thou removed. And if it doesn't move, you still live for God. So I'm going to ask you to stand one more time tonight. We are not asking God to work any miracles. We are going to thank God in advance for what he's already doing that we don't even know what he's doing. He's doing something. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. So I'm going to thank him for what he's doing that I don't see, that I don't feel. Because what I feel, Carter, is anxiety. What I feel is stress. Not stroke, Sister Jerry. Stress. Oh, she's worried about me. That's what my flesh feels, but my spirit, not my will, but thine be done. God, you're in control. You're above every throne. You're above every dominion. You're above every power and position. In fact, at Summit, just earlier last month, the man was preaching and said, I'm speaking over city councils and city bureaucrats. And he happened to be standing right by me. I thought, God, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. And so we're going to thank God for that. We're going to pray for all those folks who are not able to be in church tonight, those that are homesick, those that are not here for whatever reason. We're going to pray for them. And then after that, we're going to dismiss you into some fellowship, and Brother Vinny's going to prepare to take up the Wednesday night tithe and offering. But first off, after this great service, this great move of God that we have felt in this house tonight, we're going to thank him. Come on, let's lift our hands and thank the Lord. Savior, we love you. We thank you. God, we don't know what you're doing, but you know. It's not for us to know the times and the season that are in your hand. God, but we know we're going to receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is falling upon us. And we're going to be witnesses of you, Jesus, tonight. On the job, in the city, everywhere we go, God, we're going to be a witness of your goodness, because we're going to be singing holy. We're going to be singing praises. We're going to change our countenance. We're not going to come in with a frown. We're going to come in with a smile. Happy are those people whose God is the Lord. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. God, we ask you to bless all those that were not able to be here tonight. Touch their bodies, touch their minds, heal them, deliver them, give them strength in Jesus' name. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Don't forget about church on Sunday. I don't know how you could. We're having phenomenal church every time we have church. It's been great. Invite someone to the house of God. And I want to remind us, if we're waiting for revival to start in the new building, you may be waiting too long. I believe Jesus can come back tonight. I believe he can come back before we wake up in the morning. And if we truly believe that, we're going to be about the Father's business no matter what is going on. Because we have a church, we have a place to meet, and we have a baptismal tank with a nice drain in the bottom of it. And we figured all that out now. We know how to use it, praise God, without getting soaking wet. And so thank God for that. Amen. So you're dismissed tonight to greet one another. This is our time of fellowship. Don't forget to give Brother Vinny your tithe and offering. He is waiting patiently at the door with a smile on his face. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.